It's 7:44 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This morning, we'll hear why a group of wrestlers from Fayette County fought a legal battle in the 1960s that challenged whether professional wrestling is an athletic sport.
The petitioners are showmen, actors, artists, thespians, not engaged in any contest of strength, but rather engaged in the thespian arts of facial grimaces, make-believe, mat pounding, and use of all the props.
We'll hear about this historic case and how it led to a change in mindset about professional wrestling. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Professional wrestling has become a major commercial industry across the country, with WWE stars making six-figure salaries. But back in the 1950s, when pro wrestling was just getting to be popular, a small television station in Fayette County began broadcasting a show called Saturday Night Wrestling. The program ran for over two decades. Incidentally, State Representative Shirley Love was an announcer for the program. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Adam Harris interviewed writer Zach Harold about the history of WOAY wrestling.
This is the coolest thing about this story. I don't remember how I heard about it originally, but I went to the state archives and dug back through the microfilm. In 1969, a lot of the guys who wrestled for WOAY were down in Bluefield doing a benefit show. And who shows up but the State Athletic Commission? And, you know, this is in the days before, you know, wrestling was widely known. I think everybody had a winking acknowledgement that it wasn't quote-unquote real. I keep saying that.
But the Athletic Commission would have been around to regulate all sporting events.
The Athletic Commission required wrestlers to pay fees. The Athletic Commission required referees to pay fees, just like boxing. You know, promoters had to pay fees. But Jan Madrid and the guys from WOAY didn't pay those fees because their contention was that they were not athletes. They were performers. If the guy, you know, in the local production of Oklahoma didn't have to pay the Athletic Commission, why should they? So that they just didn't, they didn't buy the licenses. Well, they're at this benefit show in Bluefield, and the State Athletic Commission shows up with the local police, and they take them all to jail. They arrest the wrestlers, they arrest the referees, they take the promoter to jail. The West Virginia Athletic Commissioner, Doug Epperly, told reporters at the time that he was hesitant to stop the event because it was a charity event, but he says fair is fair. Each of the men posts $280 a bond, and they're released. Well, they get a lawyer and appeal this straight to the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, to have it thrown out. And the legal brief from their lawyer, W. Dale Green, is so great. He writes, "The petitioners are showmen, actors, artists, thespians, not engaged in any contest of strength, but rather engaged in the thespian arts of facial grimaces, make-believe, mat pounding, and use of all the props. While the petitioners may have billed themselves as wrestlers, a rose is a rose, and the public at large knows it."
That's so great. And then what was the other unique thing about that is that they printed not just who they had arrested.
Yeah, that seemed kind of petty. In the newspaper accounts, they printed both the wrestlers' legal given names and their ring names. So these guys who were only known as Chief Black Eagle or the Cuban Assassin, Google didn't exist, Facebook didn't exist. They didn't know that these weren't, you know, legit personas. They all of a sudden in the local papers, the wrestlers' real names appear beside their ring names. They appeal all the way to the state Supreme Court. The documents are kind of lost to history. I was finally able to get the law library in the state capitol to track down an entry in the court's daily diary to figure out what happened. They threw out the charge. We don't know why. We don't know what the arguments were. But they threw out the charges, and the guys were, I mean, from that point on, they weren't hassled by the Athletic Commission anymore. One thing about it, though, after run-ins with the State Athletic Commission, that's when WOAY changed the name of the show from Saturday Night Wrestling to Saturday Night Wrestling. And then they would add a disclaimer. And I think this is years before WWF or anybody did this kind of stuff. They added a disclaimer to the beginning of their broadcast, pre-arranged for your entertainment. This is not an athletic event.
Wow.
It didn't make one bit of difference to anybody watching it. You know, it was once the show was on, it was on.
And that was kind of how they skirted the athletic commission, right? Is this is not wrestling, it's wrestling.
It's wrestling. It's not an athletic event. We say that right at the beginning of the show. That satisfied the athletic commission and didn't bother the fans one bit.
All right, Zach, it's great to have you in the studio. Zach Harold's managing editor of West Virginia Living Magazine, and he wrote an article called Live from Oak Hill about Saturday Night Wrestling from WOAY. Thanks for being with us, Zach.
Thank you. Love the show.
You can listen to more of Adam Harris's conversation with Zach Harold about the history of WOAY wrestling in the latest episode of Inside Appalachia. Find it on wvpublic.org or wherever you get your podcasts. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.